Now repeat after me. Bugger off.
Bugger off.
Sod.
Sod.
Bloody.
Bloody.
Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Punk. Probably hardcore.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR, and that is CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 FM and cable, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca, and my name is Aaron, and I'm here till 1 o'clock today, and we start things off with Subverse, brand new a track going back to 1987 for their brand new reissue on Boss Tunage Records. Is called Oral Regulations, and originally appeared on a split with an Arizona act called Desecration going back to 1987 on Manic Ears Records. And Subverse, an act from Vancouver, and we're going to be showcasing them and this CD, Oral Regulations, which contains all their recorded output between the years of 1987 and 1989. So, we're going to get to that in a bit. But first of all, we're going to get into the brand new release by Smogtown. It's called Incest and Pestilence. Here we go.
Contemplating the banner of misinformation. It only gets worse when it's directed at me. Confuse the lies and you comment on me. News today, pay no mind, but they won't talk about it. News today, pay no mind, but they won't talk about it. News today, pay no mind, but they won't talk about it. News today, pay no mind, but they won't talk about it. My relaxation interrupted provocation. They wanna tell me about a local story, but what I see and hear is more boring. News today, pay no mind, but they won't talk about it. News today, pay no mind, but they won't talk about it. News today, pay no mind, but they won't talk about it. News today, pay no mind, but they won't talk about it. We'll be right back.
father to go through it. Life is tough, it's so unfair. Sitting on the couch, you keep on crying. Blame it on her and blame it on drugs. Puppy, you keep on lying. Burned our bridges, so we've been trying.
disaster. Rev up faster. I can't keep the pace, I can't last her. There are no masters. So shame on pain and shame on you. I can't go any faster. No more heroes to rule. I can't go any faster. No more heroes to choose. Once again, twice again, faster.
Ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This January at the Rio, catch award winners and cult classics alike. David Fincher's take on the international sensation, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, runs nightly from the 7th until the 12th. January 19th, it's a classic double hitter, with The Boys in the Band at 7, followed by My Own Private Idaho. Friday the 20th, the Rio shakes things up a bit with White Horse live in concert. Midnight movies this month include The Shawshank Redemption, The Shining, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, and The Rocky Horror Picture Show. For more details on any of these or other events, go to riotheater.ca.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and in that last set we started things off with a brand new Smogtown release, Incest and Pestilence, and it's a fine release, and the name of the track we heard is called Ignored News, and this one is out on Modern Action Records. And then we followed with two new 7-inch releases on the Rapid Pulse Records label. We heard from The Pegs, from their 7-inch release called Nobody's Listening Anyways, and we heard a track called Phony Tough, and then we followed with another release on Rapid Pulse Records. We heard from the Crazy Squeeze self-titled release. We heard a track called I Need a Witness, and then we heard from the Supplements, new one put out by them. They're out of Los Angeles, and the track we heard was called Heroes. So yeah, we're going to get into the spotlight that I was talking about on Subverse, Canadian act, Vancouver act, whose recorded output was from the years 1986 to 1989. So yeah, Subverse were formed by two schoolmates after they graduated, the only two punks in a Catholic boys or a Catholic school. That's Brian the drummer and Tom on bass. Like I said, they met in high school and they started jamming at the singer Nick's house, and his parents were cool enough to let them play there, and yeah, they started playing in the summer of 1986, recorded their first demo called Chaos and Destruction, and it got a rave review in Maximum Rock and Roll, number 48, 1987, and soon after, they got picked up by Manic Ears Records from England. They took an interest in them that led with the split LP with Desecration, led to a tour of the UK, and then another 7-inch release out on a UK record label. And Subverse weren't quite as well received locally here as they were internationally. I would almost be willing to bet that they played more shows over when they did a UK tour. They probably played more shows over there than they actually did in their entirety in Vancouver here. But yeah, that's just a guess, just a speculation. And yeah, I managed to see them once, 1988, at the Waterfront Theater. They played a bill with a bunch of crossover acts, Organized Chaos, Adversity, Reignition, and they weren't quite as well received as the other bands, but yeah, they played an awesome set, and there was some trouble with some skinheads, which led to the singer stop playing and, you know, told them to mellow out, and ended up, they tried causing more trouble, and they got tossed out, and yeah, that was my memory of seeing Subverse in 1988 at the Waterfront Theater. So yeah, we're going to get into, first of all, the demo that they did in 1986 here, and yeah, like I said, it was well received in by Maximum Rock and Roll Records. And yeah, it was recorded on a 4-track Tascam in the Jam Space, and December 28th to January 5th, 1986 to 1987. And yeah, like I said, you know, this is listening to this release, visiting again, man, I forgot how heavy it was. And yeah, I'm sure you'll think so too. And here we go. This is Subverse going back to 1986-87 with a track called Seeds of Violence on Generation Annihilation.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audiopile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Enough. Over when March comes, I won't be taken. I'll get to live. My life will be extended. Will you help to extend my life?
What Earl Roberts wants is $8 million. Did you give money?
Yes, I did.
Did you give money?
Yes, ma'am, I sure did. And I believe what he says. I definitely believe what he says, and I'm going to stand with him. I totally agree with Earl. I think he hears from God.
Where I can run, I'm trapped. Where can I get to many times? They're all blind.
Dengue fever is a virus-caused disease that begins with a sudden high fever. Dengue Fever Live at the Rickshaw is nothing of the sort. This six-member band from Los Angeles combines Cambodian pop music with psychedelic rock. February 10th, Timber Productions is proud to present Secret Chiefs 3 and Dengue Fever Live at the Rickshaw. Tickets will be available at the door or in advance at High Life, Northern, Tickets.com, Red Cat, or Zulu Records. For more information, visit liveatrickshaw.com. You don't want to miss Secret Chiefs 3 and Dengue Fever Live at the Rickshaw, February 10th.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, and we are showcasing the Vancouver act Subverse, who have just had a CD release called Oral Regulations, and it's on Boss Tunage Records. And yeah, we just heard, what did we hear? We heard four tracks from their first demo, which is going back to 1986, and we heard the tracks Seeds of Violence, No More Violence, and Media Control, and Religious Lies. And like I said, that got them popular overseas in the UK. One of their friends, Carlos Longo, a Canadian, a top Canadian skateboarder of the time, he took the demo tape to England with him, and he was visiting some friends in Bristol, and he met some skateboarders, Andy Knowles and Darcy Gander. Andy Knowles, who now lives over here in Victoria. And, yeah, they're jacks now. And, but yeah, anyways, he was, he played the demo tape for a neighbor by the name of Shane Damden, and he happened to be the founder of the record label Manic Ears Records, who was putting out a ton of vinyl LPs over there at the time, and he liked it, and he contacted them, and he offered them a split with a band from Arizona called Desecration. And in the studio that year of 1987, they recorded, it was the first real studio they went to, and they recorded their splits, and they weren't happy with the way the production went. The engineer was sick with the flu, he didn't have a lot of experience with a heavier act, and he insisted that the guitar player play with no guitar, or with no distortion on the guitar, and he said he'd add it as an effect later, and they weren't sure about it. They were pretty green to the studio as well. So yeah, it changed their sound to not the way they wanted. I still think it's a good release. They don't seem too proud with it, reading these liner notes. But yeah, it's I don't know. I think you can overlook the weak guitar sound, or at least you can the music makes up for itself. So yeah, we're gonna hear some tracks off their splits from Desecration. Which was recorded July 29th, 1987, and it came out on Manic Ears Records as their eighth full-length release. So yeah, here we go. This is a track called Inbred Subhuman Filth by Subverse. Here we go.
I think that music also reflects your attitudes towards life and things in general.
Music is loaded with philosophy and all kinds of stuff. Some more.
with a short little bass player, Tom, and D-Dog, him and Weather. You know he can't take it no more. He's a moving brother slower. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Singer's an asshole and I'm drunk again.
Generation Annihilation, showcasing the Vancouver act Subverse, whose recorded outputs were from the years 1987 to 1989, and we heard a bunch of tracks off their Splits LP with Desecration, which came out on Manic Ears in the UK. We heard a track called Inbred Subhuman Filth, Drunk Song, Deadheads, and 101%. And yeah, when Subverse went to the UK, they got picked up by a record label called Looney Tunes Records, and they released the Give Jesus Back to the Martians 7-inch in 1990, which was actually recorded in 1989 at Grapevine Studios. And they were quite happy with this recording, and yeah, we heard a track off that recording. We heard a track called Armchair Hero. And we're going to hear some more from the 7-inch Give Jesus Back to the Martians. This is a track, the first track on it, called So Rich, So Wise, So What. Here we go.
Lost control. sounds insane. Spends all his time God's all it's got his money. Now I don't see him anymore. And he doesn't talk to me. He says I just understand that I'm too blind to see. He's lost his mind, now he's numb. He's lost his mind, now he's numb. Lost your control. Lost your control. Now I don't see him anymore. And he doesn't talk to me. He says I just understand that I'm too blind to see. And if I give it for a test, I could see the light. And I could fail that one. Teach me what is right. Lost your control. Lost your control. Yes, I'm a friend, intelligent and kind. That is a devil one. Sounded poison is fine. Started off with free tests. Down in that one center. Now he's with his gun. Says he's doing better. He's lost his mind. Now he's numb. He's lost his mind. Now he's numb.
All right, two tracks from the Give Jesus Back to the Martians release by Vancouver's Subverse and the Subverse Spotlight that we're doing here on the show. Yes, recorded June 17th and 18th, 1989 at Grapevine Studios. Recorded by Mike Anus from the Dagle Abortions. And yeah, like I said, that came out on Looney Tunes Records in 1990. And Looney Tunes Records discovered Subverse when they were over there touring in 1987. And when they were over there, they played with a bunch of acts that were really cool and noteworthy at the time. Concrete Sox, Chaos UK, Ripcord, Napalm Death, The Incest Brothers, Joyce McKinney Experience, Civilized Society, Rhythm Pigs, Chumbawamba, The Sears, Perfect Days, Thatcher on Acid, and Amoebics. And yeah, they were touring with MDC, and they were over there for about a good 6 weeks. And one band, actually, who they headlined over, surprisingly enough, was this act here. It wasn't due to a status thing or anything like that. I think the band wanted to get drunk, so they said to Subverse, "Do you mind headlining?" And they said, "Not at all." And that band was Napalm Death. Here we go. We'll be right back.
was it ever me? Get him on this time to country. I'm rising, I'm rising. Make your head fall in line. I'm rising, I'm rising. Good as it, made it up shame. I'm rising, I'm rising. Make your head fall in line.
Get a look at you, she's Taylor Bryan Blue.
get so long, get so kill. She's dead on my blue. Get so long, get so kill. She's dead on my blue. Get so long, get so kill. But she's dead on my blue. Stupid asshole. I guess I'm gonna get with you. She's out of my blue. I guess I'm gonna get with you. She's out of my blue.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation and winding up our showcase of the Vancouver act Subverse. We ended that set off with a outtake from their Give Jesus Back to the Martians 7-inch EP that came out in 1990 on Looney Tunes Records out of the UK. And before that, we heard a bunch of UK acts who Subverse got to play with when they were over there in 1987. We heard from Napalm Death, from the Hardcore Holocaust, Peel Sessions, Moral Crusade, and then we heard three acts on the Manic Ears record label that put out the Subverse and Desecration Split LP. We heard Chaos UK from their split with Extreme Noise Terror on Manic Ears, Red Sky at Night, followed with Ripcord from the Defiance of Power release on Manic Ears, False Prophecies, and another Manic Ears release by Concrete Socks, Oops, Sorry Vicar. We heard a track called False in Sight. So, yeah, I think Subverse, they had the Vancouver curse of being big everywhere else, but not so as big in their hometown. But, yeah, people still dug them and are still digging them till this day. At least I do and other people do. So there you go. And, Subverse broke up in 1991. That was after the 7-inch came out. Yeah, there were some events leading to demise. Some gear got stolen from their jam space. Some members were dabbling into the drugs and the alcohol a little too heavy, and Tom, the bass player, became a dad. And later on, some of the members formed a band called Paste with Mike Anus on drums, who recorded the Give Jesus Back to the Martians 7-inch EP. He played drums, and in the 90s, Tom played an act from Surrey called Semen, and these acts were good, but nowhere near as good as Subverse. And check Subverse out, check the CD out, Oral Regulations. It's got all the Subverse recordings on it, as well as rehearsals and outtakes, and it's a fine release. You won't be disappointed. So Generation Annihilation for another week. Check us out online, podcast and playlist, generationannihilation.com. And stay tuned for Power Chord up next. And we're going to hear one more track from the Mighty Subverse from this Oral Regulations compilation release on Boss Tunage Records. This was also on the Desecration, their split with Desecration out of Arizona. It's a track called Iconoclast. Here we go. Stay tuned for Power Chord. We'll be right back.
rather than what I know. Stand up, walk along, show slightly what we can draw. Gonna glass, gonna glass. Something you've been in, shut down my throat. I can't see, son of my own. Woken up, in all of your dreams. Made it, tell me what I need. Stand up, walk along. Show something, what we can draw. Gonna glass, gonna glass. Woken up, all of your dreams. What I need, I'll be what I am. I won't lay up the line. That place can come, something I can find. Stand up, walk along. Just hiding, walk me control. Gonna glass, gonna glass. Gonna glass, gonna glass, gonna glass.
This is a religion that you are dealing with here. A religion, a cult, not just a passing fancy. Passing fancy. A religion, a cult, a religion.
There is no question about it, David. God.
Like a snake calling on a phone. I've got no time to be alone. Thoughts are coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind.
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live Fridays from 6 to 7.30pm on CITR 101.9 FM.
And I'm stranded on my own.
Forgot.